Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In the Our Father, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. In the Our Father, it's not till the second half of the prayer that we ask for something for ourselves. But why, at the end of the day, should we ask God for anything? He knows what we need before we ask, so why bother asking? Well, there's two reasons. Because when we ask God for something, we remember that everything good comes from Him. Asking God for things reminds us of our total reliance, our total dependence on Him for everything. And that's the most basic truth there is. If we don't keep that in mind, we won't be able to understand anything ever. But secondly, because asking for things makes us appreciate them more when we get them. Sometimes kids get stuff from their parents, food, shelter, care, so automatically that they don't even notice it. But when you ask, you do notice. You have to notice enough to be able to formulate the request. And since maybe the greatest source of all unnecessary unhappiness is taking our blessings for granted, therefore asking God for His gifts is one of the greatest ways for us to stay happy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Okay, so we should ask for all things. But what should we ask for? What does our daily bread represent? Now, bread isn't just a metaphor. It's also an actual concrete thing. It's food. And Christ wants us to ask for and appreciate all the ways God tends to our material needs. Do you have food? That's a gift from your Father. Do you have some physical abilities intact? That's a gift from your Father. Do you have a roof over your head? Some basic clothing? That's a gift from your Father. Do you have a ton of other stuff, like a steady job, a car, a phone, grocery stores where you can go and buy carloads of food, or even just dial up Instacart and they bring it to you? Do you know of coffee joints where you can go order elaborate indulgent drinks? I just like my coffee black. But all gifts are from your Father who is in heaven. We have so much, and it's all from Him. And yet, we are still unbelievably anxious about so much. We still have the outrageous nerve to spend so much time worrying about the future. Jesus tells us not to. That's why the prayer says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Not, "Lord, give us a stockpile." Not, "Lord, give us a stable economy for a long time." Not, "Give us ample and secure retirements." No. If we have this day what we need materially, if we have this day enough bread, we should be at peace. We should be grateful because our prayer, well, it's already been answered. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When Satan was tempting Jesus with physical bread, Jesus refuted him with the scriptures. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. We need more than physical bread to live. We need truth. And this is the second gift we ask for in the Our Father. We don't just ask for physical bread. We ask for the words that come from the mouth of God. We need the truth of Christ, the truth of the Scriptures, the truth that the Catholic Church gives us. Why do we need this? So that we can live well. To live well, we need to know how to live well. And that means we need the timeless truths that Jesus gives that are handed down faithfully through the Catholic Church. But we also need fresh insight every day. So like Solomon, we ask God for wisdom, so that we can fulfill the obligations of our state and life. We ask the Lord for help to make the right decisions. We all wonder, what should I do? What should I do at work, at home, or even as I try to chart the course of my life? So we say, Father, give us our daily bread. Give us enough prudence for today so that we can do well whatever it is you've given us to do. And tomorrow, we'll ask you for more prudence. And we'll trust that you will give us what we need. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Bread. We ask our Father for bread. But he told the Jews not to seek the bread that perishes, but the bread that comes down from heaven. The bread that gives life to the world. And then he told them that he was that bread, and that they would eat him to have eternal life. God himself is the bread we ask for. We say, Lord, this day bring me closer to you. And the primary form that takes is in the Holy Eucharist. God does offer that bread, the bread of his Son's body and blood, soul and divinity, every day, probably in a parish near you. So, can you make it to daily Mass? If not all the time, sometimes? Why would I want to go to daily Mass? Well, everything we want, everything we ultimately need is God. And God is present in the Eucharist. And we can receive the Eucharist in daily Mass at a parish near us. So we ask, give us this day our daily bread. And if we're going to ask, and he gives, shouldn't we make the greatest effort to go and receive? The Eucharist is there. Our daily bread is there. What remains is just this. What are you going to do about it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Asking God for our daily bread isn't so much a reminder to God to give it to us, as it is a reminder to ourselves that everything we have is from Him. He has been so generous with us, but His generosity with us does come with a string attached, an obligation. We must be generous with others. So if our material needs have been met, and actually far surpassed, are we sharing the wealth? Are we sharing our bread? Are we giving money to the poor and the church? Are we sharing our bread? Are we inviting people to share our table? Are we practicing regular hospitality? He's given us insight and inspiration to get done what we need to. Are we spending time listening to other people so that we can help them get through whatever challenges they're facing. He's given us the truth of the faith and the supreme ultimate gift of the Eucharist. Are we sharing our faith? Are we inviting people to come back to the church or come to the church for the first time to receive the bread of life? Give us this day our daily bread, and give us the generosity to share with others all you have bestowed on us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits
who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you about this part of the Our Father? Give us this day our daily bread.
I never really thought about, from just that very first point, that we say, give us this day. And I really like that as someone who's always kind of wondering about the future. And that sort of, we just constantly put all of our focus and all of our energy into a place that we can have no direct impact on, which is the future. When the thing that we actually can impact is right now. And what we need is now. And we're being taken care of now.
Yeah.
And I like that image of trust, that it's stop asking for everything to be able to hold on to everything and stockpile everything and clinging to our own stability.
I think it was Corrie Ten Boom who she said, Don't worry about getting your train ticket. A week in advance. Get it when you walk up to the train. You don't need it now. You just need it at that moment.
No, I don't recommend doing that with plane tickets.
No. No.
But I get it. I get the meaning.
Now that you obliterated my analogy.
Sorry. I've got this one friend that every concert we go to, he's like, "I'll just buy my tickets at the door." And we're like, "Great, we will see you after the show."
Yeah, good point. Good point.
But I'm sure there's some metaphor out there of things that we really just need when we're actually there. I'm desperately trying to search for one. Anyways, what were you reflecting on?
That in the present moment, we always have what we need. And if we don't, we'll be dead, and then we'll have everything we need.
That is a good way to look at it. All's well that ends.
It is very hard to live in the present moment. But I personally find if I need to do two things to live in the present moment. I need to remove all distractions from my life. Secondly, I need to slow down. Slow down and practice living in this moment.
Slowing down and eliminating worry are probably the two best pieces of advice you can give someone who wants to be a public speaker, someone who wants to play music, someone who wants to build a company, anything. I feel like we just have this tendency to get on stage and then blurt it all out as fast as possible, or to try and start a company by doing everything all at once, or in all of those things, being so stressed about it not working out that we make it not work out. And I feel like God's really trying to just trust me and live now.
Yeah. So for me, I have to do, in order to do that, I need to slow down and remove all distractions. Then I have a better chance of living in the present moment.
I think as a young person, it's just trying not to look at the timeline. Just do the right thing now and doing my job today
That's.
and being who I'm supposed to be right now.
That's very hard to do for a young person because when you're older, you have hindsight. And what we realize when we're older, if we would have lived in the present moment, and if we would have let things just unfold in their proper timing, we would have prevented ourselves from so many bad and painful decisions.
Or you think you look back on the memory of it and you were like, "Wow, I didn't even enjoy it because I was thinking about what I think right now." And you know what I think right now? What a waste.
Yeah. Either way, we can solve a lot of problems if we will slow down and live in the present moment,
Relying on God.
relying on God. But I think there are some people that also, I think there are two kinds of people. Obviously, there are two kinds of people because almost nobody lives in the present moment. So you might be the kind of person that lives in the future with worry. Or you're the kind of person that lives in the past with regret or nostalgia or a certain depression for the loss of the past. And a Christian can't be either.
Yeah, I think I'm often both. I have a dual residence.
A dual residence. Yeah. So are you the person that lives in the future with pain and worry? Or are you the person who lives in the past with sadness, nostalgia, depression? Both are unchristian. Only the Christian lives in the present moment, trusting and relying on God's providence. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.